Exercise 37, Topic 1. Listen to a short conversation, then listen for a question about it. After you hear the question, you have 20 seconds to prepare and 60 seconds to record your answer.
Now listen to a conversation between two students.
How's the paper coming along?
Not very well.
Really? What's the problem?
Well, I can't possibly get it done by 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
I see. Maybe I could help you. I'm a really fast typist.
Thanks. It's great of you to offer, but I don't know what I would ask you to do. I have the research done, and now I'm writing it on the computer. I'm composing everything on the screen, so...
I was thinking maybe you were writing it out on cards. Then I could have typed it for you while you were doing something else. You know, organizing the bibliography or something.
I wish. But I guess I'll just have to go it alone.
Well, then, why don't you ask the professor for an extension?
I don't know. I thought about that. And he's really good about things like that. But it's so late now. I mean, it's the day before it's due.
I'd still try to talk with him if I were you. You don't have to ask for a week. Just a couple of days. But listen, if you try to finish it instead, call me. Maybe there will be something I can do to help.
Describe the man's problem and the two suggestions that the woman makes about how to handle it. What do you think the man should do and why?
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep. Example speaking answer.
The man has a paper due the next morning, but he doesn't think he can complete it by the deadline. So the woman makes two suggestions. First, she offers to help him type the paper, but he's composing it on the computer, so then she encourages him to ask the professor for an extension. But the man is reluctant to do that because he feels it's too late to work it out with the professor. I think the man should try to talk with the professor and he should ask for a few more days to finish the paper. He should be honest about it, and he should apologize for the late notice and accept responsibility. The truth is usually the best approach, in my opinion, and if the professor refuses, well, then the man can still work hard to finish on time.
Exercise 37, Topic 2. Listen to a short conversation, then listen for a question about it. After you hear the question, you have 20 seconds to prepare and 60 seconds to record your answer.
Now listen to a conversation between two students.
You don't know anyone who's looking for a roommate, do you?
Not really, but I thought you had a roommate.
I do, or rather I did. But she's getting married in the fall, so I have to find somebody else.
Okay. Why don't you put an ad in the newspaper? The campus paper, I mean, not the city paper. Or better yet, you could sign up at the housing office. They post notices on a big bulletin board, and there are always people looking for roommates.
Yeah, I could do that. But I just keep hoping I'll find out that one of my friends is looking for a roommate. I'd rather live with someone I know.
I can understand that. Still, it's really expensive to keep an apartment on your own. I know. How about the dorm?
What?
Okay, it wouldn't be my first choice either, but it's inexpensive compared with an apartment, so you could save some money while you're there, and that way you could get a better apartment when you moved out. Besides, maybe you'll find someone you really want to share an apartment with who, well, who wants to move out of the dorm the next semester with you.
Describe the woman's problem and the three suggestions that the man makes about how to handle it. What do you think the woman should do and why?
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep. Example speaking answer.
Because the woman's roommate is getting married in the fall, she has to find another living situation. The man offers several suggestions. He mentions putting an ad in the school newspaper and posting a sign in the housing office. He also suggests that she could move into the dormitory to save money until she finds another roommate. Well, I think the woman should use all of the man's ideas. She should advertise for a roommate, but she should also make preliminary arrangements to live in the dorm if she isn't successful in locating someone she wants to share an apartment with. And if she's really lucky, she'll learn that one of her friends needs a roommate for the fall term, because that's what she'd really like to happen.